This is the story of the shaving company called Harry's. In an epic battle of David versus Goliath, in the early 1980s, a child was born. Two of them, actually. Their names were Jeff and Andy. Time went by, they developed facial hair, and one day, something happened. Andy got ripped off buying overpriced razors. So they decided to start their own shaving company and fix shaving once and for all. They hired the best designers, they bought a 95-year-old German blade factory, and they started selling high-quality razors online with no upcharging direct to customers. How did the overpriced razor company respond? By threatening to sue their pants off. Don't worry, Jeff and Andy have plenty of pants and a relentless dream to give all guys a great shave at a great price.
Try Harry's free. They'll send you a razor with five German blades, foaming shave gel, and even a travel blade cover when you sign up. Just cover
Welcome to Mighty House.
This is a radio show for people with problems.
Home improvement problems, that is. Send an email now to robbie@mightyhouse.net or call into the show at 877-711-5611.
From foundation leaks to roof repairs, the Mighty House team is on the job. You're listening to Mighty House.
I'm Ron Cowgill. The Mighty House team is back. Join us on Facebook Live right now, brought to you in part by First Northern Credit Union. First Northern Credit Union is the only community credit union in Evanston. Visit them at fncu.org to learn more about the benefits of credit union membership in your community. We're broadcasting worldwide and live at mightyhouse.net, tunein.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and preview shows available at mightyhouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on homeimprovementusa.com. Find links to all of them at mightyhouse.net. Video clips of the show are available at mightyhouse.net and on our Mighty House YouTube channel. You can follow us on Facebook by looking for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. And our Twitter handle is at Mighty House. And if you haven't heard yet, Mighty House will be broadcasting live at the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show at the Schaumburg Convention Center March 3rd. Tickets are $7 for adults, $2 for seniors. Children under 12 are free. And you can get more information at GreaterChicagoHomeAndRemodelingShow.com. Or you can do this. Give Trixie a call, 877-711-5611, and tell her you want some VIP passes, and she'll get you all hooked up. Are you looking for a luxury kitchen at an affordable price? Don't go any further than alinecabinets.com. That's A-L-I-N-E, cabinets.com. Okay, now we're done.
All right, so I was perusing Facebook again, you know, yeah. On our page.
Uh-huh.
And that video you posted, like if you can't afford the loud pipes on your motorcycle...
Yeah. Hey, loud pipes
save
lives.
That's hysterical.
That is hilarious. So if you haven't seen it, it's obviously in the UK.
Yeah.
But there's a motorcycle coming around the corner, and it sounds like, you know, he's got loud exhaust.
Uh-huh.
It's a guy in the back playing a trombone. And it's freaking hilarious.
Every time I see it, I laugh. I can't help but laugh.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's one of those, it's just a stupid video, but it's.
Yes.
Makes you laugh. Yeah, so nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing at all.
I ride a Beamer, so it's a thing that they're quiet.
Yes, they are. All right, Robbie, you said?
We ride a Beamer.
Yeah. What, you had a question too?
I ride on the back of it.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, the last thing I was going to say was about the Swedish death cleaning.
Okay.
How does cleaning help the cleaner? And she says the more she focuses on cleaning, the braver she is in discarding possessions. She has a moment to reflect on the event, on the feeling, whether it's good or bad, and then she knows that it's been a part of her life and a part of her story, and then she can get rid of the item.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something that we talk about all the time. She also said about the diaries, you know what? Chances are there's things you probably wouldn't want people to know about it, so while you can destroy diaries, and to that I'm going to add, and your pornography.
It's amazing, because you
can... Wait a minute, some of that stuff's classic.
Worth anything.
So, okay. By the way, let's introduce, because we're going to go down a path here. I already know. Osh.
Yes.
Osh is an old buddy.
This is
going
to get away from us very quick.
Osh is a buddy. He's been on and off with us for a long time, and it's always good to have you on.
Thanks, brother.
And you're with Dreamtown Realty now?
Absolutely.
So you do realty, and you help people sell their homes, and you help people buy homes, and that's kind of your gig, right?
Yeah, for sure. And so about half my business is residential home buyers and sellers, and the other half is investors.
Okay, good. Okay, but Robbie, back to you now. Here we go, because you come by the shop to use the dumpster after you've been cleaning out houses, and you bring, like the last one was a briefcase. You said you couldn't get it open. And we were joking, there's probably, you know, Playboy in there. So, of course, I got it open. And what fell out? Playboy, Penthouse, and those things. All from the late 70s.
Wow. And you're telling me that's not worth money? People Playboy. Collect everything. People will pay money. They used to pay money for Beanie Babies. Now there's, I'm sure, something in the market that people, that are worthless, that people pay money for. They just sort of artificially ascribe value to. And, like, classic smut, not a thing?
I've tried before, and not from my own collection. But Johnny, what are you thinking?
And they want to pay you all in dollar bills.
All singles.
I only take tens.
All singles.
No, tens. I only deal with tens and higher. Anyway.
You're not getting it. See, that's the whole thing.
I get it. But
I
when
think she was saying she was higher class
thank
than
Thank you. When I strip, I don't take singles. I get it. I'm not dumb. He really thought right. I didn't get it?
Yes, I really thought you didn't get it.
Look at Johnny's face. Look at Johnny's face. He's just stunned right now.
Yes, this is what all home improvement shows should talk
exactly.
about.
Absolutely.
Stripper anyway, dollars.
And pink in the bedroom.
I have more colors for you. Wait till you hear this.
We have to talk about the bedroom colors again.
I'm just going to finish this, then we're going to talk about you and what you're here to talk about.
He's here to talk about this stuff.
On Craigslist, everybody wanted anything but Playboy and Penthouse. The market is just too saturated with it. And I looked on eBay and I couldn't sell. I even had some old classic videos. Couldn't sell.
So, and is that something you want to...
I would understand the videos because you're talking about low res or low def versus high def.
Right.
So I get that piece. But classic Playboy and Penthouse, like it from the 70s, you know, it's sort of like those guys that buy hi-fi equipment. And anything from, like, the 80s and newer, nobody wants. But, like, the stuff from the 60s and 70s that are still, like, tube amps and stuff like that, yep. There's still a huge market for it.
But
so I'm just
is
surprised.
That something you want on your, you know, when you go onto your eBay account and you go looking through previous sales?
Yeah.
Is that something you want showing up, all this different porn on your account? It's like, no, forget it. I'm not trying to.
Is that the Catholic guilt working on you?
I don't know. I'm not Catholic, but, yeah, I don't know. Maybe the boss has worn off on me the past 30 years or
right,
something.
Absolutely.
I don't know.
So I wanted to talk about is it
the paint colors?
Dunkelstank? What was the
Dunkelstank?
Dostading.
Dostading. Dostading?
Something like that.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's go with that. Let's go with Dostading. So,
if you're just joining us, which is the Swedish word for
death cleaning.
Death cleaning. Yes.
So as a loyal listener, I was listening as I was driving in to the show, and the interesting thing about that is that you were saying that people are taking that on themselves as opposed to gifting that to their children.
Mm-hmm.
And as a child of a mom who did not do that, I'll tell you, and just as you know, as a real estate broker in the profession. It's a difficult conversation. You probably know this in your profession as well, that in helping people clean out, is that there's a lot of ego mirrors people that have in regards to, you know, getting rid of stuff that they've held on to forever. You know, tell somebody that their collection of, I don't know, romance novels is, you know, is worth donating to the library. Just give it to the library. They'll do something nice with it, as opposed to, you know, having to clean out, you know, 300 paperback novels or, you know, among many other things while you're cleaning out a house. So some of it's about, I'm sure in your industry, is about the approach to the conversation with somebody. How do you have a conversation with somebody to say, hey, I love you. You're getting older. Your abilities are diminishing like all of ours do. And how it's probably time for you to make some choices about what you want to do with your things instead of waiting till other people have to make those choices for you.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. I have actually a family member in Florida, and what she's doing is she's a little ahead of the game, let's just say. But
what, she's 35 and what, she's doing this?
You know, when family members come over, you know, they all know if there's something that you're interested in, tell her. Yeah, or take it now. You know, and she's kind of getting a jump on it. She's like, you know, I love this artwork. and, you know, somebody's going to want it. And so a lot of her grandchildren were telling me, tell grandma, you know, that this is kind of what I want. And it's kind of sweet because she knows that people will love her items and appreciate them.
Absolutely.
And everything else, you know, just goes. And it's funny because what she got rid of a lot were heavy things when I was down there. You know, she has, like, decorative items that are heavy.
Yeah.
So, like, a centerpiece on the table. She's like, I can't, you know, be moving this all the time when we have a big dinner party.
Sure.
So that's something that you can, you know, talk to people about. What can't you use anymore? What's out of reach? What's, oh, all the decorative things on high shelves that you can't dust anymore.
Yeah.
You know, anything like that. But telling people, let me know what you like.
Yeah, no, that's a great, that's a, having a personal story is great for that, you know, just sort of a, as a as an exemplar for people, like, hey, you know, this happens in my family. I'm sure it's happening in your family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what can I do to help you to execute on this? Same thing. My father actually did this of his own volition, sort of sent me all the coin collection that he collected coins from around the world as he traveled as a young businessman. And I did a little bit of American coin collecting with him. And now he's starting to cab off stuff, which I think is great. It just sort of helps people when they have to make that transition.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. We're joined by Ash Nissan from Dreamtown Realty. And we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
See, I work construction. I build things. I don't know if y'all realize the pressure a man like me's got on him.
This is Mighty House.
We're broadcasting worldwide and live at MightyHouse.net, TuneIn.com. We're also on the Gab Radio Network. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Find links to all of them at MightyHouse.net. You can follow us on Facebook. Just look for Mighty House Home Improvement Show. You can also watch us live on Facebook right now. Just go to Mighty House Home Improvement Show. Our Twitter handle is at Mighty House, and you can give us a call at 877-711-5611. And if you give us a call, you want to go to the home show that's coming up on March 3rd, you can join us out there live at the convention center in Schaumburg.
Ish.
Yeah. Also, there was a couple of tweets you got there, Robbie, about the glitter paint.
Okay.
It says glitter paint. Wow, that's interesting. I think you would have to be high to admire glitter on your wall.
I'd have to be high?
Or a tween girl.
Yeah, there you go.
I should be high.
Yeah.
Let's see.
My favorite is the
roll the paint on and throw glitter on it.
Is the paint that glows at night? The luminescent paint, and you would paint stars on the ceiling.
Uh-huh. Yeah, exactly. And then there's also, I got a question for Robbie. If she feels the water is treated when it gets dumped back into the lake, would you drink the water from Lake Michigan?
Sure.
Oh. Yes. I got one.
Yeah.
So
you might as well say yes, because you do every day.
Oddly, I'm a real estate broker, but right. Both my undergraduate and graduate work are in environmental science, and I'm a water guy specifically.
Oh.
Chicago off and on has somewhere between the first and third best water in the country.
Wow.
And under the concept in science that nothing's created or destroyed.
Yeah.
We're all drinking everybody's old pee. Like, it's a thing.
And their poop?
Yeah.
Well, look at Johnny's face.
And this is sort of on a universal scale, right? but really,
aside
actually...
from the water we put in space with the rocket, with the space program, every drop of water that we started with is still here.
Absolutely. And so, you should know that the water that we take out of Lake Michigan, we don't put back into Lake Michigan except with rare exception. It actually goes to the Illinois, then down to the Mississippi, then into the Gulf. So that was changed a long time ago when the Chicago River was reversed.
Yeah.
So those intake cribs out there that...
3 days before the injunction went through.
Uh-huh.
So that's a guy that grew up in Chicago.
They were going to stop. They were not. The government was not going to allow them to reverse the Chicago River, so they were about to pass a law. So they did it.
So right. just like Mayor Daley cut X's into the runways at
it cracks me up.
Yeah.
Yes, in the middle of the night.
And just said, yeah, come and get me.
Uh-huh. But what are you going to do now?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a Chicago move classic.
You wanted to talk more or segue from the death cleaning.
Yeah, so you guys just had this great sort of theme going on this morning, as you often do, but you were talking about money and in paint colors.
That's so kind of you.
Yeah, I know. Yes, because that never happened.
I'd like to be invited back. So you're talking about death cleaning, and I just want to talk about kind of tease that out a little bit with this concept of using your time in a house to renovate it so that you can maximize your return when you're ready to sell it. So, and again, I'll just bring this to the personal. I'm doing this for my family right now. My in-laws are aging in place, and we're actually doing remodeling to help them age in place. So we're putting in grab bars and showers and seats in the showers as we're remodeling two bathrooms right now. And it's the concept here is just to sort of say, let's renew the space. You've got, you know, let's say 5 to 10 years left in a space. Why don't you enjoy it? And at the same time, we're preparing it so that when it's ready to sell, it looks nice and fresh and new. And you can maximize your return. This was, you know, among your biggest investments, if not your biggest investment in your life. Let's get you some return on that.
Yep.
But what if the pink tile comes back between now and then? Gosh, what are you going to do?
You know what? I think that's a great conversation about colors. There's no way that pink tile should ever have existed.
Pull tile and they can repaint it again.
And I can show you the old photos of my pink and baby pink and powder blue bathroom ceramic tile wet set in concrete that we like hammered out for days.
Yes.
And
yes.
But so renewal is important. Although I think colors are probably less important than that article seemed to indicate.
Yeah.
You know, here's my sense of the industry. I'd be curious to hear your guys' thought about this. Is that if you see dated colors, let's go with powder blue, in a mid-century house kind of built in the 50s and 60s with dated appliances and all of the other things, accoutrement from that period, okay, the house is going to sell for less. But if the house is new and fresh and has, you know, nice open floor plan and new appliances and new mechanicals and they choose powder blue, I'm sorry, no way the house is selling for less. It's just not a thing. I've never...
Really?
That... I've heard people say, wow, this is all terribly old and dated and ick. I'm going to have to put a lot of money into this. Or they'll say, if it's new and fresh, but they don't like the colors, they'll say, wow, this place is great. I hate that color. I say, so we'll paint it. Because what's paint?
That's easy to somebody.
That's easy compared to most.
Absolutely.
You know, the funny thing is, though, like, and I'm sure Ron's kind of the same as me, but when I'm out looking for a property, I would prefer when I walk into a house to see it all with the original 60s appliances or 70 appliances, that the outlets that are not grounded.
Yep.
And the list goes on and on. Everything that
Why?
Goes with that day. Because granted, I know I got to put money into it, but I also know I'm not buying somebody else's hack job.
Right. Someone else.
The last thing I want is an updated flipped house, because guarantee you that they put the least amount of money in. They cut every corner they could to maximize profits, and a house is going to be a maintenance nightmare the rest of your life, isn't it? So, you know, and that's not every flipped house. Don't get me wrong, but the majority probably, because none of these people have any skills or training. They just watch HGTV and they're like, let's go do this.
Okay, right. Now you're starting to sound like an old angry guy.
Yes!
So,
he is speaking in general terms, terms.
I do renovation work for my own clients. So we've got three reno projects going on right now. As we're leveraging the nasty cold months in the winter to prepare for the spring market. You know, there's code. Like you remodel to code, and the tradesmen that I recommend only do work to code or better.
Okay, so you're working on three of them. Do you have permits for them?
Of course, he has.
Of
permits.
Of course, we have permits where appropriate.
But here's the thing.
Wait, I just want let me ask this question, because
that's what I'm getting at.
But so if you know code, so if you're like an accredited green builder in the case of some, and whether or not you pull permit, that's a different question than whether or not you're working to code, isn't it? In your mind?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But okay. See, a lot of guys out there, all they're doing is throwing fresh paint on the walls, new cabinets, yep. and they tile the floors, and they call it done. And they left all the mechanicals, all the old stuff in there. They didn't redo anything. You know,
so we're refitting two apartments for an investor who we're managing a four flat for him. And so I bring in my electrician, and we've got ungrounded outlets. We've got a ceiling fixture with no box behind it, just wires dangling in the ceiling. Mm-hmm. So I totally feel you. But my electrician is gonna work to code whether or not we pulled a permit on the job. And so I just wanted to sort of parse that out and just say like.
Well, and I can assure you that I'll be honest with you. In the city of Chicago, that's easier than probably most any place else in the country because Chicago is such a union town that the training's there, the experience is there. Most of the guys.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
You get outside of that.
Yeah, and people are just.
Hell,
sort
I'll
of...
run to Home Depot, get you a roll of Romex, and I'll just pull some stuff from A to B. And,
No, I got
you. Know, and that copper wire I only need the black and the white. The copper one's in my way. They cut them off.
And we
that's your ground. And
we found a box buried in the wall. How many times have you found that? Right.
Oh God.
Yeah.
My favorite is when I find a wire chased in the wall. They literally cut the drywall,
awesome.
Put a neutral in there, and then mudded over it.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Because I had to go from one cabinet to the other, so it was just easier to bury it in the drywall than to pipe it or anything like that. That's just silly.
I actually did a house in Highland Park years ago that I was trying to figure out why the outlets didn't work.
Yeah.
And as I was putting my tester into I had one on the box, and I was going to touch the wire on the outlet, but I hit the wire mesh by mistake.
Yeah.
And the wire mesh was hot.
Wow.
So there was a wire that had shorted out, knob and tube, in the walls, and the wire mesh that was behind the plastic.
Oh, on the lath?
Yeah.
The metal lath?
The metal lath was all hot.
Wow.
So, I mean, you run into some crazy stuff.
Yeah, and then you say, you know, you come to a homeowner, and if you bid a job, that's why I don't ever bid jobs by the job. I bid time and materials.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my rate for my laborers. Here's my rate for, you know, you'll get the receipts for the materials. I literally give them the receipts.
Yeah.
Because I just want them to have all the information. This is my GC charge.
Right.
And so it's time and materials because you say you get into a situation like that and you bid a job for $500 and all of a sudden you got to tear out the walls and figure out where that is. I'm sorry, but I'm not leaving that condition. It's absolutely illegal and unsafe.
Yeah.
Well, it's unsafe more than anything, right?
Can I just interrupt real quick? Yeah, go ahead.
And just say if anybody wants to join us in this conversation, the number is 877-711-5611. I'm going to say it again. It's an interesting conversation. Join us, 877-711-5611.
And we're joined by Ash Nissan from Dreamtown Realty. And if somebody wanted to get your information and get in touch with you, how would they do that?
They can call me at 847-644-9177. Or find me online at northsidehomeguy.com.
I was wondering if you kept that. So.
Oh, absolutely. So that's me. That's my thing.
That's you and your shirts.
Yes.
It was too cold this morning. I wasn't sporting the Hawaiian shirt.
I was telling Johnny that, you know, between the military and law enforcement and then working in the business world, I wore suits my whole life. So now it's a little more casual view, but the work is analytic.
Mm-hmm.
So we go around and we help people understand different asset classes and different micro markets, and those are nerdy words. But maybe when we come back from the break, I can talk to you a little bit about why that segmentation makes sense in helping people figure out what they can sell for, what they can buy for.
Well, I also, when we come back, we need to talk about this current market situation.
Oh,
too.
Absolutely.
What's going on, you know, different neighborhoods.
Yeah. Interest
and stuff
rates,
like that.
All that stuff. How's that going to affect 2018?
Right.
Yep, absolutely.
Because right now everything should be breaking, and we'll find out if it is or not.
Right.
They keep it there. Close.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. Is it breaking? Is the market going to pop open right now?
To be announced.
All right. So we're going to take a quick break.
To be announced. There you go.
We'll be back with Ash Nissan from Dreamtown Realty right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Yeah! Uh-huh. I'm a proud owner of a cat dozer.
Yeah, boy.
I for real doze in my steel toes.
Slope assist.
Guide the blades so they stay on grade.
Slope indicator.
Right here in the dashboard like I asked for.
Enhanced auto.
Shift. Automatically shifting. More fuel efficient.
What?
Listen.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's 6 o'clock and the job is done, but I'm not going anywhere because this is too much fun.
Okay.
I'm reminded every time I see a precision gray that this is probably the best decision I've ever made.
Yeah.
When I first laid eyes on it, I knew I found the one for me.
One for
I climbed
me.
Inside and sat down in the lap of luxury. And
luxury.
It's been great in the week since then. Honk when you see me operating in my D6N.
Yeah.
Look at me and my dozer, wanna be in my dozer.
Two white boys doing that. It's just a riot.
Amazing. That is a total laugh riot.
Yeah, boy.
I love my job because work to me is like playing my dozer.
Slope assist helps hide
the fact that. All right. Is that, hopefully, Trixie, that's what Nick was looking for. That was a special request, instant request on Mighty House.
Yes, because we have such a large array of things to offer.
And we're joined, and you can find that, what's this? This is Cat DN, D6N, Dozer Pride Music video, if you want to look it up. If you go to our YouTube page, go to Mighty House YouTube page, you'll find it on there, too.
Nice.
So
I'm gonna favorite that one for sure.
Yeah. So there you go. Just find
that
us
is
on
a funny one.
Just find us on YouTube, Mighty House, and you'll find it right there. So, all right.
Yeah.
After that, we're joined by Ash Nissan, Dreamtown Realty,
Northside
Home Guy. If you want to go check out his website. So, kind of state of the market right now. What should people be looking for? I keep hearing that there's a shortage of homes on the market right now, and that's kind of driving up prices.
Yeah, you know,
that's what I keep hearing on, you know, the news and stuff like
for
that.
For sure, for sure. So just know that the news tries to kind of smash everything all together because they would take all day to tell you the details about what's going on in Lincoln Park or, you know, Saugeenash or, you know, so the what's going on in an individual asset class. So like what type of unit is it? Is it a co-op? Is it a condo? Is it a single family home? Is it a low end or entry level single family home? Is it a high end one? You know, what's going on in Winnetka and Points North, Lake Forest versus what's going on the Gold Coast or in Bucktown and Wicker Park. So there's a lot of variance, but there is projection for good growth in 2018. The variances are like somewhere between negative growth and 15% growth. So,
wow.
So you really have to know what's going on in an individual market. So,
well, like I hear Highland Park, Lake Forest, up in that area, there's some great deals right now.
Absolutely, because they sort of took it in the shorts on the prices. But they're starting to see people come back because they're seeing the value. The prices have dropped, and so there's a lot of people coming in. And as the economy does better, people are willing to spend, you know, $2, $3, $5 million, $10 million to get a house. And
right.
You know, though that's probably not affordable for most of us. There certainly are people that as the economy improves, they're seeing some really good growth
but
in that market.
Up there in that area where the homes were like $850, $950, they're still selling for $600 or $700. They haven't come completely back to the pre-crash levels. So there's
right.
still some like value there, potential
for
growth.
Sure. And so for kind of young professional families, you know, that are starting out, but they're both, you know, two college educated people making $60, $80, $100K a year per adult in the household. Those houses are sort of coming into range for them,
right?
And they're willing to make a move a little bit further out in order to get good schools and
close to the train.
Yeah,
they can
absolutely.
Still get downtown.
Yeah, good commute and
right.
kind of a quiet suburban lifestyle. And then there's other people for whom that's completely not a thing, and so they want to be in the city, right. in the mix, and kind of getting at it all the time.
Right.
And so they're paying premium for that, and that's okay. It's good. You know, Chicago's got a great diversity of micro markets and different kinds of houses and condos and co-ops. You know, we're prepping a co-op in Evanston for $100,000, and it's hard to touch a unit for $100,000 in Evanston. But then, you know, if you, there are other places
like
that
600 square feet,
it's on the small range. That's okay. But it's in Northeast Evanston, right by the university. So, you know,
that's my point though. That's a hell of a good price considering where you're talking about.
Right.
But I mean, I can't imagine. Well, it's
price, space, condition, right?
Those are all
factors, and sort of helping your clients understand, you know, if they have X amount to spend, what's a realistic goal in terms of price, space, and condition?
And location.
Yeah. So, you know, sometimes we flex location, and sometimes we flex price, sometimes we flex condition, and then we talk them through, hey, this is what it's going to – this is how much you're going to spend to get the finishes that you want, and if you really like the space and the location.
And if schools are more important, then maybe you're going to, you know, get rid of some of the amenities that maybe were on your wish list.
Absolutely.
In order to have the schools that you were looking for.
Absolutely. So. I'd much rather see an unfinished basement than no basement at all, because you can't, you know, then where do all the mechanicals go? Where do the kids go? That kind of stuff.
Outside. That's right. Outside where they belong. Yeah.
That's when you and I were kids. I don't know that that's so much anymore.
Yeah.
It's wherever there's an internet connection.
Come on, Rich. How many times did you hear, turn the TV off, get outside?
Yeah. We'll see you at dinner. Yeah.
I'll be honest. I don't think we ever had the TV on. We were just always outside. You get home from school, you'd throw your stuff on the counter, or whatever, and you went back out.
Yep. Yeah,
played football, baseball, whatever.
Be back for dinner. That was the phrase in my house.
Yep.
Yeah, that was it. Be back for dinner, and even after dinner, you disappeared. Be back for dark before dark, or
right,
whatever.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So there's a lot going on in the Chicago market, and I would say it's reasonable to project 3-6% growth as a median. Now, what's going to impact that? Why would it be on a lower end of a range versus a higher end of a range? Well, we're seeing increasing interest rates. So the Fed is seeing growth in the market. They're worried about inflation. There's not a way around it. We put in some tax policy that just doesn't make sense for the current status of the market, right? We're in an aggressive growth phase of the market, and we put in tax policy that essentially puts gas on the pedal. And here's the problem, that can create a bubble. And that's what all the monetary policy guys are worried about, is that we're going to put too much gas on the pedal and then we're going to see another market crash. And so that some of that affects the real estate market. So you could see some short-term growth that's going to retrench over time. And so it's just really important to be cautious. Make renovation, do the renovation so that you can maximize your return, but don't go overboard. You know, we tend sometimes in hot markets, we tend to put too much money in and expect a lot of return, and maybe understanding what the basic quality of the home is, what the highest and best use of the home is a good way to always proceed in terms of getting a fair return on a fair investment.
Market that we work in, I mean, I work in a high-end market doing nothing but strictly customs, but when I started 4 years ago, it was not unusual to spend $800,000 for a teardown.
Right, to drop them.
And
we still have that in some Chicago markets.
In those same neighborhoods right now, they want 1.5. In 4 years, they've more than doubled for a teardown, and I won't touch them.
Wow.
For the exact reason, because my finished product, my new home, I get 3.8, maybe 4.1, but there's no room in there.
You need margin as a builder.
Cutting corners or taking things out of the house to try and make your margins to keep the doors open.
Yeah.
So we'll just wait it out, because we are due a correction in certain markets. And I think you'll see it more, not nationwide, but I think you'll see neighborhoods.
Oh, absolutely.
Because we have two or three here that they're out of control.
Yeah, you know,
I just can't see it.
The real estate market's gotten highly segmented, just like the financial market.
Oh, without,
so absolutely,
I couldn't agree with you more.
Yeah.
So where should somebody be looking right now? Where's a good value right now?
It's interesting. That's a question that an investor would ask, right?
Okay, but that's what that is. If you're buying a home, it's a major purchase. So you want to be. Do you want to buy in an area that you're coming in on the top of the market? Or do you want to come in somewhere in the middle or lower end that you know there's some growth there and you it's a little more protection?
Buy high, sell low.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
So most, you should know that most residential home buyers are not buying for return. That's a really small segment of the market.
Okay.
If they're buying residential, but buying it for return. Most residential people are just buying, you know, their church is nearby, their work is nearby. The, you know, the kids all swim, and there's a great swim club that, you know, that they all go to. And so they're more, those decisions are about finding value in that local micro market, not finding a market that has good value. They live.
But by the same token, yeah. I totally agree with why you're looking at a neighborhood to move there, but you still want to purchase something that has upside potential so that, because most people, they might have a 401k, they might put a little money in mutual funds. But the return on their house is sort of one of their biggest investment that way. So at the back end, you'd like to see something more come out of it.
Oh yeah, no, I'm sorry, I wasn't being clear that that what you look for is value within the market that you want to be in. So that's okay. Post-war house that has an unfinished basement and has dated appliances and kitchen and bath and the pink tile and stuff. So, and that way you do a value add by renovating it to your own use.
I mean, absolutely.
It's always best to make it work for your family, unless your decisions are really kind of weird and esoteric. Like, the market's gonna reward that. You've renovated the house, and you know, here's the other piece of it. People will put in a new bathroom, and then they'll leave the galvanized pipe behind the wall.
Sure.
And wonder why they're not getting great water pressure, you know, 3 to 5 years after they did that reno, because all of that galvanized pipe is now coming due.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can say that like 10 times. All the galvanized pipe that's out there in Chicago, in the Chicago metro area, is coming due. It's about to be done.
At the end of its life expectancy.
Yes. Big time. Absolutely.
Yep. That's true. All right. We're Ash, you're going to stick around? We got one more segment.
That's okay. Yeah. I'd love to be here.
Okay. We got a couple phone calls to take too. So. We'll do that when we get back right after this. You are listening to
Mighty House.
This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.
Here I come to save the day.
Here they come to save the day.
This is Mighty House.
All right, we're back. End of the show here. And if you want, got a chance, we're going to be doing a live remote from the convention center.
Schaumburg
Convention Center.
We're going to go to Schaumburg.
And it is the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show in Schaumburg. It'll be March 3rd. If you want tickets, we've got VIP passes right here. Just give Trixie a call. And the number is 877-711-5611. And she'll get you squared away right there. So,
Are you going to do Facebook Live there?
Yes, we will be doing Facebook Live there, and we're going.
Like, are you going to just have somebody's cell phone set up, or we got something figured out?
And we're going to be doing a walk around thing. We'll be able to walk around, do the actually go visit different booths. So they're doing all kinds of stuff. Sonar's getting us hooked up. So cool. We're going to have a good time out there.
Sweet. Hey, I don't mean to irritate you. Do you hear that sound in the background?
Like a lawnmower?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah. It's been going on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I know. I can't believe you can hear that. Like, that's hilarious. That's how crazy this mic is.
No, dude, I heard that, and it made me feel good. I heard the lawnmower in the background, and I was like, yeah, that's summer.
Oh,
nice. No, it's a snowblower.
And I knew it wasn't a snowblower, but then I could smell the grass, the cut grass.
Nice. Yeah.
So I was enjoying the sound. So where do we need to go, Johnny? What line do we want to go to? Three? We'll go to three? Are you there, Richie?
Yes, I am. You know what? I want to add one thing to your show. I've done thousands of hours of tours. You know, I do Chicago history and automotive heaven Sundays at noon.
Right.
But you guys were talking about the Chicago River and that. And the real story goes like this, real quick. 1890, we were suffering from cholera, dysentery, and everything else because everything the city had, they dumped in the river. But that river flowed on to Lake Michigan, so we actually contaminated our own drinking water. 1890, the Army Corps of Engineers and City of Chicago got together, and they actually devised a way to reverse the flow. They removed in excess of 130,000 acres of land to reverse the flow of the Chicago River, built the locks and everything. Well, St. Louis was who found out about it, and they were going to sue us and prevent us from reversing the flow. Well, you know, Chicago, we do what we want. You know, we don't listen to anybody else. So we opened the locks before the
That's a regular guy right there.
Court,
yeah, he is.
And we sent the water down there. But St. Louis did get even with us because to this very day, they bottle some of that water, send it back to us as Budweiser beer.
There you go. Hey, Richie, as long as you're on the phone, dude, I got a care package from Ron the other day, so I got the shirt and the tape and stuff, and thank you, brother.
Yes, thank you very much. That was a nice Christmas
cool.
gift.
You guys are, you know what? One thing I want to mention, too, you guys always help me. Ronnie, call me tomorrow, but make sure Johnny knows where your promo for your home show is.
Okay.
We'll play it on my show tomorrow at noon.
Okay.
And if you want to call in and talk about it a little bit, I got a real cool show tomorrow dealing with a lot of things. You know, you're welcome to call in, and we'll discuss that show.
Okay. Yeah, we're running out of time here, but the other thing is you've got an event coming up next weekend, right?
Next Saturday, we've got the Claremont Auto Museum, over $70 million worth of invested in that thing, over 300 cars. It's just wow. really phenomenal. It's all on my website, richiez.com.
Right.
So and check it out. And we got an event afterwards at Two Chefs Cafe and Catering. We got a $20 buffet for $13.95 after 4 o'clock. You can come celebrate my 29 years in the media and my birthday, which is 2 days later.
Excellent. And we'll be
Happy
down there.
Birthday.
We're gonna be doing some Facebook Live stuff from that museum if they let us too. So we'll have some fun down there, Richie.
And Robbie, if you want tickets, let me know, and I'll get you guys some tickets. Anybody over there wants some tickets, let me know.
Sounds good. Thank you very much.
Yep. So cool. All right, Richie.
No problem.
And hey,
thanks,
Richie.
Richie,
Richie, you still there? No, he's gone.
No.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. The best car at the auto show, that's all round best car, is the Ford F-150 Raptor, dude. I was listening to your show last week. You're talking about all these fancy cars. No, the F-150 Raptor, because it'll go anywhere, do anything, haul anything. That's the best car out there.
What kind of truck do you
drive?
You
got an F-150 Shelby that's like $1,000. F-150 truck, all gray, and it's got the Shelby Monarch on it.
Yep.
And that is really nice. something to see.
That's the best all-around car to buy. I just had to add that to it. So, all right, we'll talk to you later, buddy.
All right, buddy, thanks.
All right, bye. He was talking about all the fancy cars down there, what he thought those best cars were at the auto show. And
the best car is the one I can afford.
Right.
Yeah.
There you go. But,
uses the least amount of gas and still doesn't look like a shoebox.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's got to have some style.
Yeah. See, that's what I like about it. Okay.
I didn't want to not answer your question. I just wanted to say that, people who buy homes, they kind of buy them for different reasons than what's going on in an individual micro market. But know that we're having a little bit of a long winter this year. So the spring market, which sometimes starts in February, will likely not start until maybe mid-March in earnest. We still sell about 5% of homes over the winter, but if you're trying to hit kind of the early end of the big selling time in Chicago, you're going to kind of come on. You're looking to come on, bring that house on between mid-March and let's say as late as mid-April, but I'd like to see it, mid-March to maybe 1st of April.
Right.
And then we have a big selling season in March, April, May timeframe, and then it tails off. And then we have a smaller bump in the selling season in the late fall after the kids go back to school. So think like September, October range. But there's a lot going on in the market. And so understand that, as the financial markets heat up, interest rates are going to increase. That's going to put a little bit of a damper on buying, which is weird because we're still at historic low interest rates.
Right, but we've been spoiled.
We only remember the most recent thing.
Right.
And we see, interest rates about a point and a half higher than the lowest that they were. And we forget that in the lifetime of everybody that I'm looking at right now, interest rates were in their teens at one point.
Yes.
So
and people still bought houses.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We still need
to live somewhere.
So all comers bring, you just come on down, either call your own broker or call me, and we're happy to, me and my team, we're happy to help. Oftentimes it takes a good 4 to 6 weeks to get a house ready for sale. So, you know, get somebody on early so that you can be ready in time.
Osh Nissan, Dreamtown Realty, and also NorthsideHomeGuide.com, correct?
Absolutely.
We've known Osh, what, 4 or 5 years now? We've done a lot of stuff together.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
Thanks.
Don't worry about giving him a call. He'll get you squared away.
Happy to help.
He's a little anal at times and kind of overanalyzes things a little too much, but you want that.
You want the detailed list so that you can get the houses ready. You're getting ready for a first date when you're selling a place.
Yeah, and he's looking underneath the baseboards. You know, you need to really clean this up. Like, dude, you can't even see under the baseboard. Yeah, but see, the floor is missing right there a little bit. We need to touch that up. So that's the level.
He's also a client.
That's what you need,
as you can tell.
Guy went to I.
Osh Nissan, Dreamtown Realty, and NorthsideHomeGuide.com. Check him out. He does a great job.
Thanks, guys.
Awesome.
Podcasts and previous shows available at MightyHouse.net, Stitcher, iTunes, SoundCloud, and on HomeImprovementUSA.com. Mighty House will be broadcasting live at the Greater Chicago Home and Remodeling Show at Schaumburg Convention Center March 3rd. Tickets are $7 for adults, $2 for seniors, and children under 12 are free. Get more information at GreaterChicagoHomeAndRemodelingShow.com. Next week, we're going to have another Tip of the Week with Rich Calgill. We'll also have Clutter Clarity with Robbie Earhart. And we're going to talk to Patrick Franz. He's the president of the Home Builders Association here in the Chicagoland area, and see what's going on in the new construction area also. And again, say thanks to Osh Nissan for stopping by. Appreciate your time, buddy.
Happy to be here, guys.
And
thanks, Osh.
Thanks, buddy.
Until next week, for Rich Calgill and Robbie Earhart, I'm Ron Calgill. Keep it square and level.
Until next Saturday.
Saturday.
'Have any questions during the week, you can always post them on Facebook and Twitter. Join us next Saturday for more home infotainment. Mighty House is a Square and Level Media production.
Mighty House.